I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Listen to John Greco, former Browns lineman. He joins us right now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Hello, John.
Hello, guys. I appreciate the promo drop.
Welcome to the John Greco Show.
It's all we can do. It's all we can
Football,
do.
Food, and more right here on 92.3 The Fan.
There all right, John. So we've had, for the last 2 days now since the end of the game, folks who have called us screaming that, you know, fire Freddie, Baker needs to be benched, the offensive line's terrible, the defense is terrible. And we've had other folks calling and saying, man, I see it, and it's just not there yet, but I see it. What are you thinking?
I'm a glass half full guy, so I'm going to be on the side of the people that say they see it, because I really do believe it. Yesterday, there were big flashes of this team showing their potential and great and being a great team, because I truly believe they are and they have that capability. You know, aside from the talent, because you can have all the talent in the world, but if you don't have the right formula, it's not going to matter. I see it on the field, and I think everyone else does. I think the most frustrating part is the self-inflicted wounds, the maybe mental errors that are killing this team and resulting in losses. I think that's what people are most frustrated about.
All right, John, take me inside the huddle for a second. You're on the goal line, and all of a sudden you can't figure – like, there were some plays yesterday that I just wonder, what are they thinking inside the huddle when you hear a play has been stopped because an official is out of position, and then all of a sudden you're on the line of scrimmage and you think your team ran out of time – because the clock went up, but then you realize they were trying to reset the clock. I mean, there are some, and I'm not blaming the referees, but how do you keep composure when frustrations are beyond your control with errant calls or just miscommunication from officials?
First of all, that was one of the most bizarre games all around that I've ever seen been a part of. It really was.
Yeah.
It just throughout the entire game, there was stoppage and different shifts in the momentum and huge things swaying in both teams' directions. But, you know, getting back to your question, I think those guys are so mentally tough and so dialed in and focused that they don't have time to kind of dwell on all like the negative things that are around them. When something like that happens, you kind of just have to laugh. And, yeah, there's frustration. Obviously, you're upset, but it's kind of a thing where – you know, you tell yourself, it's out of my hands, it's out of my control. I have to make this next play work because there are other chances, other opportunities after. So I think, you know, that's kind of everyone's mindset, at least in the huddle, or at least that's the way I operate it.
John Greco, you know, joining us, former Browns offensive lineman, a guy who enjoyed run blocking. And I know you would enjoy run blocking for a guy like Nick Chubb. And I think we all run the risk, John, at least I know I do, of thinking, well, just give it to Nick 35 times a game. I don't know that you can do that. They haven't been giving it to anybody else. He's had between 16 and 23 carries in every game. Are they using the running game enough, in your estimation? Because, A, it works. B, the line seems to do a great job blocking for it. I'm wondering what your perspective is.
Well, like you said, I think you hit it. You can't run the ball enough, in my opinion. But, you know, teams know that. And especially looking forward to this next opponent, you know, the Patriots are going to say, okay, what's their strength? Let's take it away. So you have to be balanced. You have to say, you know, what's our strength? Running the ball is what we're having success at right now. And you have to be balanced. You have to kind of create things off of that, whether it's play action or try to, you know, draw an extra defender in the box and throw the ball over the defender's head. So I think that's what they're probably working on right now. So how can they complement our run game because it's been successful?
When you look at when people are saying, hey, coach this, coach that, didn't do this, did this, and I mean, how much of it is the coach, you know, and how much tone does he actually set for the rest of the team as far as being staying within composure and trying to finish off games?
Well, the guys want to see it, and it seems like, you know, Freddie is the first one to jump on the grenade when things are going bad, and, you know, Baker the same way. And that's, you know, that comes with the job. It's when you're the quarterback, when you're the head coach, you know, all eyes are on you. When things are going great, you're getting all the praise. When things are in the tank, look who they're pointing the dirty end of the stick at. And I think they do a good job at kind of owning up to things and you know, staying positive and trying to move on, because there's a lot of games left and, you know, there's a lot of things still in front of this team, a lot of their goals. So, you know, it's tough. It's a position that I wouldn't want. I know it's a lot of, you know, it's a thankless job, but, you know, when they get the thing turned in the right direction, it's going to be that much better.
John, what's been the most impressive thing that you've seen so far out of this team?
Well, you know, I think we hit it. The run game has been a bright spot on this team. I think the defensive line, and when they're kind of pinning their ears back and they're rushing the quarterback, they can create wreak havoc on opposing defense, on opposing quarterbacks and offenses. I think you've seen that. So, you know, those two are kind of bright spots that I see right now. You know, and yesterday, let's be honest, the missed tackles hurt us. The penalties, obviously, that's been a common trend this whole season. And the turnovers, you know, you can't have them. And you know, one thing leads to another. I'm not going to sit here and say that if they'd have done this better, these turnovers wouldn't have been there. But the good teams find a way to overcome, whether it's a, you know, just a throw that was a touch off or a block that was a second too late or missed. The good teams are find a way to make plays and overcome those little things. And they're just still trying to figure that out.
John, I've never asked you this before. I don't think I've ever asked any offensive lineman this before. Do you block differently when your quarterback isn't 6'5"? Does it change your schematics or anything?
No. And to be honest with you, when you're blocking, you don't really like everything else is kind of out the window. You're just like, I'm just trying to prevent this guy in front of me from killing this guy behind me. Whether he's 7'2" or 5 foot nothing, it doesn't matter. You don't want to be the reason why somebody behind you is getting hit. And that's, I think that's everyone's mindset. Nobody wants to be the guy that everybody on TV is circling with that big, bright yellow pen in the booth. No, nobody wants to be that guy. So I don't think so. I think that those guys go into those games. They like Baker. He's a he's a playmaker. He's shown flashes of greatness, and they like his attitude. That you want to play for a guy like that because you know he has your back, and you want to have his back.
All right, so the bye week comes at a good time. I also thought that Baker got dinged up at the end of the game yesterday, and that no one's really talking. I thought he played through some serious pain. I guess we're all just assuming that they gave him some kind of numbing agent when he came back out. But could this bye week happen at a better time, or is this? I think having that extra week for the Patriots could mean a world of difference.
I think so too. It's going to allow some guys that were out and banged up to get back and be fresh and healthy and 100%. And you know, I think an extra week of game planning for this that team is going to help. But at the same time, they're going to have that bad taste in their mouth that much longer, and they're either going to use that to their advantage, and you know, it's going to fuel their fire, and they're going to come out in Foxborough and put on a great show. Or it's just going to they're going to let it dwell, and they're going to let the emotions get the best of them. So I'm hoping that it's the first one, and they come out and put on a great performance.
John, as a team, is there something you do when you're sitting here at 2-4, and you've had some really good moments, you've had some things that have just slipped away from you? Is there something you do as a team to make sure it doesn't slip away from you at this point, or do you just keep going about your business?
I think they just got to keep going about their business. You know, you can't. How do you tell a guy, hey, don't get that penalty? You know, it's just that happens. And it's unfortunately for the Browns, it's just happening too much right now. So they have to go in, watch the tape, watch the film. What are they doing well? Let's try to figure out how to do more of this or complement what we're doing well to have even more success and become incorporate all of our weapons. And then they have to look at what their weaknesses are. And if it's penalties, which it has been, you know, just do anything, you know, just try to tell guys anything you can do, whether it's pull up on a block. You'd rather have a tackle inside the 20 than, you know, a block in the back or something that backs you up to the goal line, just for an example. So you just have to try to, you know, cool the emotions. You still want to have that fire. You still want to have that passion on Sundays or whatever the day of the week they're playing. but it's just got to be level-headed, you know, and smart. And I think that's what they're going to try to do moving forward.
All right, 30 seconds. What was the food of choice during the game yesterday? You had to do lunch.
At the game, so oh. I was up where you saw me for the Titans game. So you know how it is up there. They've got to get a bunch of good stuff. But we went to Ruth's Chris after and got a nice steak and just kind of commiserated over the game. So, but it is what it is. It was good.
Hey, nothing feels better than a good steak after a loss. That's what I say.
Right. Nothing tastes better after a win, but that's the close second after a loss.
There you go. John, thanks, bud. We'll talk to you next Monday.
Thanks, man.
Guys, thanks. Have a good week.
John Greco, the pride of Boardman and Toledo, former Browns offensive lineman, joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I enjoy having John with us. A different perspective that we don't get, and I think he has some really insightful things to say.
He knows it. I mean, who else can you ask who was just there inside the huddle that understands all these things?
Yeah.
That's when we talk to him, I love it. I mean, that's the big deal.
Can't run the ball enough.
That's the big deal. Yes.
Catch that? Can't run the ball enough.
From his world, for sure.
I can't wait till Kareem Hunt's back.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.